Not long ago, Scott McCartney, the middle seat columnist for the Wall Street Journal, looked into the question of what happens to your frequent flyer points when you die. Can you bequeath them to an heir? Most recently, Scott looked into the same situation regarding hotel frequent guest points. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Turns out the hotel world is much like the airline world. Each company seems to have different rules. Wyndham Hotel points, for example, can't be transferred to anyone upon your death, says the company. Hyatt says points can't be inherited, but also says they can be transferred on a one-time basis to a person sharing the same residential address of the deceased. Figure that out. Marriott allows transfer upon death, but proof of a death certificate must be offered. Hilton joins Marriott in that category of lenient. Hilton Honors points can be transferred to another person within 1 year after the death of the guest who accumulated those points. Marriott even supplies the form for an estate executor to fill out. I say, hooray for Marriott and Hilton. After all, the deceased paid for all those points. There's no reason heirs shouldn't benefit from them. You'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com.